And you know me, folks. I'm not in a popularity contest. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me. I only care about the truth, period. The truth. And it's about time some of you got acquainted with the real hard truth. What was going on New Year's Eve was whipping the American people up into a hysteria, hoping, trying to make them do something that would justify martial law. That's why the military and the federal agencies and the FBI and everybody was all geared up and ready to go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
This is Matt from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I think that guy, he was just, I think he's just trying to scare people and get them into a panic.
Oh, that was just the beginning, and that's not even, he hasn't even started yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the first 45 minutes of a three-hour broadcast, and he's just beginning to get warmed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't been listening to shortwave too much lately. I've been mostly tuned into the internet and the press. I used to listen to WWCR back around 93, 94, 96, and you hear some of the same kind of things back then for some of these people, but probably not so much like the Y2K crowd.
Well, you see, the government knows they can't pull another Waco.
Mm-hmm.
They got to try and get us to do something to justify what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that was happening on December the 31st on the Genesis Communications Radio Network and many others was all trying to whip up the American people to do something stupid so that they could actually declare martial law and start rounding people up.
Mm-hmm. I've been making preparations for quite some time as far as food storage and weapons training and some of that kind of stuff. But that's mainly just for just whatever happens to come down the pike, not specifically for Y2K.
Just hang loose, you should always be prepared for any emergency. But
I've been making my preparations since before Y2K became too hyped up, you know.
Oh, I was telling people to get prepared and stock up on 2 years of food storage and water and guns and ammunition, everything, 8 years ago.
Yeah, well.
In fact,
I've got myself a year and a half supply of food, so I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's great. You're going to need it one of these days. But you don't ever let anybody whip you up into making it happen. Remember, we must have the moral high ground. So we have to wait for them to do something that justifies acting, restoration by the militia of the lawful constitutional Republican government of this country.
The side that fires the first shot will probably lose public opinion. And if they don't have public opinion,
absolutely,
they'll probably lose the war.
That's right. Sure. Whoever fires the first shot loses. I've said that since 1989. I've been telling people that, and it's the truth. And if they fire the first shot and the militia moves against them legitimately and lawfully to restore constitutional Republican government, and they bring the military against us, the entire American population will support us.
Yeah.
But if we fall into these traps that these people were laying on December the 31st, forget it. It's all over.
I agree with you on that. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 520-333-4578 is the number. This is like high school, see? You know, I just slammed the popular guy in the senior class, rightfully so, and I let you know what this guy is really doing, and you're all scared to death to get on the phone and talk about it. Just like high school. Which brings me back to something else I've always said. America's nothing but a bunch of little chicken cowards. The vast American population, most of them, are cowards. And that's why you all file and pay your income tax, even though none of you can find a law that requires you to do it. Isn't that right, folks? Isn't that true? And here, you know, that's something else. Do you ever ask Alex Jones if he files and pays income tax? Hmm? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill, it's Monty from Radio Free Vermont.
Hi, Monty.
Hey, it's basically just to stir up the people.
Yeah.
Get them all whipped up into a frenzy.
Uh-huh.
And then get them to take action.
Yeah.
Upon that frenzy.
Oh, they almost succeeded. I mean, people really went off the deep end. And you'll hear what sparked that later. You'll hear that either tomorrow night or Thursday night. But they actually got to that point where they panicked. Large numbers of people actually we're heading for the hills. Really?
It's sick, because the one thing that we need the least is a revolution.
Yep.
We're not going to like what comes out of it. It may not turn out the way we want it to turn out. It may turn just the opposite.
Revolution, you never know what the outcome of a revolution will be.
Yeah.
But a restoration has something different. We all know what the outcome is going to be. We know what the goal is, to restore constitutional Republican government, to do away with the excesses in government, to arrest those who have subverted this country and destroyed it, and hold them until they can be tried by a jury of their peers as the Constitution dictates, and find out if they're innocent or guilty.
I agree. I mean,
and if they're guilty, hang them.
Lenin said that socialism was brought about through revolution.
Yeah.
And that's what these people are trying to do, basically.
They're trying to instigate the American people to rise up against the government to justify changing the entire character of this nation and bring about one world totalitarian socialist government.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Now, Bill, is it just my imagination, or has that network been the same network that Mark Kornke has had that's gone through, what, three or four different changes of name and et cetera?
No, I don't think so. Mark Kornke and John Stadtmiller started out with their own network, and that became Truth Radio Network.
Right.
And Stadtmiller does have a show on Genesis Communications Network, but Truth Radio Network is something entirely different.
Because it all seems to me sometimes, I remember back in listening to Shortwave a couple years ago, it was always the same voices, different names, always the same players in the play, just different character names.
Sure.
So...
And
you'll more of the same.
Yeah, and you'll never find anybody like me on any network like that, because they certainly don't want the American people to really know what the truth is.
No. Well, I'll let you go.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Or anybody like you, Monty. 520-333-4578. Monty runs Radio Free Vermont, which carries this broadcast and other good broadcasts, and he does his own broadcasting in Vermont. He has... successfully whipped the butt of the FCC when he did exactly what I told him to do. See, the argument with the FCC is never freedom of speech or anything else like that. It's always jurisdiction. And if you stick to jurisdiction and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, they can't win. It's absolutely impossible. Unless they stand up openly in front of the entire world and rip the Constitution to shreds. If they do that, then they can win anything they want to do, because they can make their own rules, which, you know, they do whenever they can. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. First, I'd like to say this live feed on the Internet is a great thing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, haven't been able to get you on the shortwave. So
yeah, you can thank Scott Becker for that live Internet feed.
Oh, yeah, I thank them every night. reason why I'm calling, being I live here in New Jersey, kind of reminds me of something that happened, I guess, what, 40, 50 years ago. When there was a radio broadcast that supposedly we were being invaded from Mars.
Oh, yeah.
In the War of the Worlds.
Uh-huh.
And it pretty much terrorized the metropolitan area here.
It did.
People were shooting at water towers and...
Yeah.
And
what was the name of the city in New Jersey that was featured in
Was it Grover's Mill?
Yeah, Grover's Mill. Yeah. All the people in Grover's Mill forgot they even had a water tower. They came out with their guns and they saw their water tower... in the night, in the moonlight, in the starlight, and they thought it was one of the alien tripod machines, and they shot their own city water tower full of holes.
Right. And from just listening to that 45-minute clip, it just brought me back to remember listening to that show. And it just amazed me that people just don't look out their own window to see what's actually going on.
Well, I don't think they care. I think they want something to be going on.
I think they're waiting
for somebody to tell them what to do. I think they're waiting for somebody to whip them up and get their adrenaline going and make fools out of them.
But, you know, some people want that, though.
I know they do.
And
they're called stupid sheeple.
Because I was, I work on aircraft, and that night I was working. And, matter of fact, I was actually using the HF radio that he said was not working because we do time checks all the time, and that's at 10.00, and we always, and that was, and I just wanted to listen to the universal coordinated time to wait for the actual real midnight, which most of the industry uses, which was 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah. How'd you like the way he was whipping up the Christians by calling Putin a demon? Putin is just a human being that happens to live in the Soviet Union and has risen to some position of prominence. We may not like his politics.
Exactly.
We may not like his philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a man like everybody else. He is not a demon.
Well, he was just a person just to put on a pedestal so everybody can fear.
Oh, Cornelius Jones, he's a demon. He's a demon.
Heck, I could put some of my bosses on work and make them demons, too. You know? That badge I'm sure to be worth.
Yeah.
All right, Bo. I'll get off the air so somebody else can call.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you got any guts, call us up. Let us know what you think about it. If you disagree, call up and let us know what you think about it. Not too many people do that, though. They don't know how to participate in a real argument. People think that an argument is yelling at each other. An argument is two people taking opposing sides in a conversation. And why it's called an argument is because each one has to support their side with facts in a decent, polite, intelligent exchange of ideas. That's what an argument really is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi.
I can barely hear you here every night. The VOA is wiping you out every night here.
Well.
But I can just barely hear what you're saying. But I listen to Jones every day, and I don't think he's a government agent, but I don't believe most of what he says.
Well, good for you. You shouldn't, because most of what he says is definitely not true.
He was trying to set us up for doomsday.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing he always talks about every day is that there's Chinese and Russian troops all over the U.S. Have you seen any?
There are no Chinese and Russian troops in the U.S. except those who are on legitimate exchange training programs.
And then another thing, he says that Canadian and Mexican troops are getting ready to invade the U.S.
That's a lie. That's
Can
a bull.
Can you believe this? Canadian.
That's a
we
bull.
We only have a total of about 50,000 troops in our whole military.
Yeah.
We can barely defend our own country.
Yeah. That's a bull. It's just a bold-faced lie. I'm calling him a liar when he says that right now. It's a lie. Canadian troops and Mexican troops are not gearing up to invade the United States of America.
Yeah, well,
Mexican,
that's something he repeats that every day.
I know, but the Mexican troops have their hands full with the Zapatistas down in southern Mexico, and they sure don't want to tangle with the United States of America, I can guarantee you.
Oh, certain.
They couldn't even beat the... Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They'd have trouble with the Texas Rangers.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that the Mexican army is a bad army. They just don't compare with our level of training and technology, and they've never fought major wars like we have. Their training is, they couldn't do it. They just could not do it. They're good, decent people down there in Mexico.
So what does he think they're going to do, occupy the United States?
Who?
this is ridiculous.
It's a lie. It's just a bold-faced lie. And hold off on that. See, I don't know if he's a government agent or not, but if he's not a government agent, he was sure duped on December the 31st.
Well, I think he's been duped himself by a lot of this stuff.
Well,
you know,
could be.
He actually believes it.
Wait till you hear later on, either tomorrow night or Thursday night, a general is going to come out and make an announcement that is going to fulfill all of this stuff that he's building people up to
do. Oh, about the missiles being shot off.
Well, we're not going to talk about that yet. We're going to hold that till tomorrow night or Thursday night.
Okay.
And you'll see where this is leading. He builds people up. And then the government delivers the coup de grace. And then he whips up the frenzy, and you can hear the fear and the adrenaline in his voice, and you can tell that these people are panicked.
Right on.
And
yep.
It causes panic in the population, and people start heading for the hills. They were scared to death.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll keep listening.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. You know, see, I bet you most of the people who were listening on December 31st don't even have the brains to be able to put all this together and understand that they were set up to be terrorized, to become hysterical, to head for the hills, to do something stupid, and I'm awful glad that that didn't happen. You see, they went overboard. They scared them so bad that they didn't riot. They were trying to dig holes. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is George in Arkansas.
Hi, George.
I'm glad you've put this all out for everybody to analyze and listen to again. I myself missed it when it was initially on.
Well, you got to do that because people don't think anymore. And see, if I didn't lay this out and let them examine it, they would never even know it occurred, even though they were listening to it and got scared by it all.
Yes, sir. And they, before anyone realized what was really going on, they would be out in panic mode doing whatever.
Yeah.
And,
well, many of them were, but thank God they didn't riot.
He was also on Tex Mars' show the other night. I had listened to him and spewing the same stuff that he had the other night. And, of course, promoting his video.
Now, he claims that he's always said that Y2K would amount to nothing and nothing would happen. Well, you can see by what you listen to that that's not true. Yeah. He was promoting it. And I listened to his show this morning. He's still saying that everything, that what he's doing is pulling all the normal news that normally occurs that nobody ever pays any attention to,
mm-hmm.
and he's blaming every bit of it on Y2K. If a little town loses their power for a few hours, it's Y2K. If a computer goes down in a video rental store, it's Y2K.
It's going to be real amusing how they try and spread this out over the next few months to keep the keep everybody on the edge of their seat.
Oh yeah, and they still got all the Y2K commercials going. They're still pulling in the money, and there's still people buying into it.
And then like you said, 2000. There, they'll.
Yeah, guess what he said today? And I called the Atomic Energy Commission to find out if it was true. He said that 12 atomic power plants had shut down in this country. He said that 2 had shut down in Japan. Well, I went to high school in Japan. I made some good friends. I know people in Japan. It's not true. They had a computer problem at 2 nuclear power plants in Japan, and the computer problem was with the computer that monitors certain things in the reactor, and a lot of it is monitoring of radiation. They did not shut down the plants, and within just a few hours, they had both of the computers fixed. No atomic power plants were shut down in Japan. I can't find anywhere in the United States where 12 atomic power plants shut down. I can find 3, period.
If 12 were down, I imagine we'd be in a sad state of affairs here.
I found 3, period. The one in Pennsylvania, one in Michigan, and one down south somewhere. I forget exactly where it's at. But they all shut down for normal routine things that go wrong in power plants. You see, when you have machinery and you have technology and you have computers, things go wrong. And you have to sometimes shut down equipment to fix things. And it's not a big catastrophe. You notice how he kept saying in those clips that I was running that They didn't shut down for that power transformer. It had to be something really wrong happened in there. Well, that's a lie. They really did shut down because some insulation in the transformer failed. And they only shut down one of 2 reactors that they have because if the reactor is going, they couldn't go in there and work on this piece of equipment that generates the electricity because of the steam pressure. And they had to shut it down to bleed the system in order to work on it.
As you stated, he's a change agent, and he's making it very apparent.
Well, I don't know if he's a change agent. He just might be a dupe. They just might be feeding him this information, and him being such a young man and not understanding how disinformation works, he just might be taking the ball and running with it.
He might.
Yeah, he just might be an unwitting agent, is what we call that in the intelligence community.
I thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yes,
sir. 520-333-4578 is the number. Amazing. I'm amazed. I am amazed, folks. 520-333-4578. I don't know why he's doing this. I don't know if he's just a dupe or if he really is a change agent. But I'll tell you this. Everything that happened on December the 31st was set up by the government, and everything between these radio stations and what the government was doing was coordinated. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Virginia in Texas.
Hi.
I just want to let you know I can't hear part of the program tonight. The VOA is blocking it on both sides.
Well, order the tape.
Pardon me?
Order the tape. Sounds like they don't want you to know.
Oh. Yeah, well, I know already. I mean, the only thing I've got to say about that bunch is they keep claiming they're Christians, which they don't demonstrate any evidence of. You know? I mean, I hear them all day long.
That's true. Especially Jackie Petru. She claims to be a Christian.
I know about her, too.
And preaches New Age nonsense.
Pardon me?
And preaches New Age nonsense all day.
Well, none of them fool me. I've been following this bunch for a long time, and they're, none of them fool me whatsoever.
Good for you.
I know what they are, and I didn't hear most of the programming on Saturday because I had to go someplace, but...
No, this is Friday we're talking about.
Friday night, yeah, New Year's Eve, yeah. Yeah, I had to go someplace. But I've heard them before, and yes, there is an accelerated level of, you know, instant panic-type mode.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me, as it sometimes normally does on the frequencies during the daytime, that it's hype. But unless you're an old-time listener, you wouldn't know that.
Or unless you know how to use your brain.
Yes. And I find that there's a lot of new people coming on, and they haven't got a clue about these people.
That's right.
But
they sure don't.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a quick call and let you know that you're blocked on both sides tonight by the VOA, and we can hardly hear you at all. So,
well, I'm going to have to talk to Alan Weiner about that because
yeah,
I'm paying.
Well, I'm
paying for airtime, and if he can't give me a frequency that people that can hear, then you know I don't pay for airtime when people can't hear me.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought I'd call you and let you know that you're very hardly audible tonight.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cooper.
Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. We got time for maybe two or three more calls. Yeah, if you can't hear the broadcast, order the tape. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, this series is going to be priceless. People are going to want this series, and it's important. Oh, by the way, it's January. We have our annual sale in January. I'm going to tell you right now, everything that we have is one-third off. Now, this isn't something we're just coming up with. We've been doing this every year since 1992. Every year since 1992. It's our annual sale in January. For 30 days, everything is one-third off. Everything we have, I don't care what it is. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, are you, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I've been having real bad reception problems with your station.
Don't get into that. We're talking about a topic. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, it's an interesting topic, but, you know, I just wanted to let you know for the past 2 months.
Call the radio station. There's nothing I can do about it, folks. You just waste airtime. This is valuable airtime. I want to devote it to something that needs to be said. So if you got something that you want to comment on, fine. But don't call in to give me radio checks. It doesn't do any good. It just wastes air time. There are people listening. No matter how bad the reception may be, there are some people listening who can hear this broadcast. Some of them, you'd be amazed where they are. A lot of them are on the Internet. Did you know on the Internet during this time slot, we are the number one talk show on the Internet. Number one, bar none. 520-333-4578 is... the number. If you got the guts to call and talk to the most dangerous radio host in America, then get on the phone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Australia.
Oh, well, good. Hi.
Yeah, and I've been listening to the Patriot Networks over the Internet for probably about 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And often they say things which, like here in Australia, like, living here, we'd know better than you guys over there.
Oh, they say a lot of things about Australia that are not true, don't they?
Yeah, like U.S. military kicking in doors to search for guns over here.
I know, I remember that when I exposed it as bullshit on this broadcast.
Yeah, couldn't be further from the truth at all.
Yeah, I know.
And like, you can still obtain a lot of the weapons over here if you live out on properties.
Sure.
And like,
yeah, there's a thriving underground in weapons, too.
Yeah, you better believe it, but I hear a lot of these, you know, a lot of these people, which they get on as experts on these networks, and it sounds like they've just sat down in front of the Internet and printed up documents and things, and then they sell them.
That's what they do.
And that's their research?
They don't do any research.
Instead of actually going to a library?
They don't do any research. Alex Jones is a broadcast. He does not do research. Most of them don't do any research. I'd say 99% of them don't do any research.
There's interesting. Like, I've watched Alex Jones' video.
Uh-huh.
I think it's quite a good video.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that's in it.
Uh-huh.
But is
it all true?
Well, see, there's one part where he's interviewing a police chief.
Uh-huh.
And the police chief says a bullet went through a window and Nelly went into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the same video, Alex is saying that the video went into the restaurant, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's a very obvious sort of mistake to make,
uh-huh.
which helps discredit the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, like, asking questions to put words in people's mouths and things like that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, because I think Alex is genuine with where he's coming from.
Well, I would certainly hope so. He's got an excellent radio persona. He's obviously a smart young man. He is a young man. And if he'd just get on the research trail and not allow anything to go out over his radio broadcast that wasn't true and that, you know, that was a rumor, and wouldn't allow callers to call in and spread rumor and then pick up on it himself and do things like he did New Year's Eve, he would be probably one of the best Patriot broadcasters that there ever was. But
yeah.
you think he's going to do that? No.
I doubt it.
Because you know why? He cares more about how many people are listening than he does about what he's saying over that microphone. Guaranteed.
The unfortunate thing, I think, is that if the Patriot community really did document everything, they'd be formidable.
Absolutely. That's what I've tried to do over the years. And I've done it. I have done it. And I'm the only one so far who has ever done it.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you on the internet today. And it's very lucky over this country to get your show on the internet because the shortwave signal doesn't reach you.
It took a long time.
I've been listening to you probably for about 3 years now, just through people putting it up on the internet, and used to be able to get it over shortwave a little bit.
Well, you know, we used to be on satellite. We used to be on some of the most powerful shortwave stations in the world, but for various reasons, mainly because I do document and prove what I say. We were forced to leave every one of them.
Yeah. On a side note, I'd just like to mention something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I live in Canberra, the capital of Australia, or near the Canberra.
Hurry up, we're out of time.
Sorry, Bill.
I got to leave right now.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Start thinking. Stop listening. Start thinking. Stop listening. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you very, very, very much.
Dance me to the end of love. tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, both of us above. And dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance.